what you're saying on the street.
I'm Morgan Alderman. Monday, June 30th marks the one-year anniversary of the flash flood that hit Chapel Hill. The flood affected many, especially in areas near Franklin Street and University Mall, and left the town with unforgettable memories. We hit the streets to see what you remember about the flash flood.
My name is John Edwards, and I was living in Chapel Hill at the time, and I noticed it had been raining a lot all day, but I didn't really think anything of it. And then I was on Twitter, and I saw a lot of pictures of Franklin Street kind of in front of Chipotle under like 3-4 feet of water and cars just floating around. And a couple hours later, I saw a picture of Granville Towers in the basement, and it was basically flooded up to the ceiling and fitness equipment was floating around.
John Hudson, live in Chatham County. I just remember a lot of people were displaced and there was a ton of water and a big mess.
My name is Margie Calhoun. Well, I was at the mall and the people were very distraught having to move and everything was wet and cars all messed up.
Hi, I'm Dave Godshaw, Chapel Hill. I was aware of the flood. I think it's an indication of what we're increasingly going to be facing in cities because of climate change.
How did the flash flood affect you?
My name's Evan Menzel. I'm the manager at the bicycle chain downtown on Franklin Street. Last summer during the floods, it was a pretty impressive show out front. The intersection just down from us had about 3 feet of water in it. There was a Subaru that had actually gotten washed away because of it, and you literally could have kayaked out of the Panera parking lot.
My name is Jay Patel. We're at the Franklin Hotel in Chapel Hill, kind of at the low point of Franklin Street here in front of the hotel, and so it kind of dips, and so everything kind of collected right in front of the hotel, and then it also came out from our own storm drains in the garage, and so the water started coming in from our front doors and also from our garage into the building from both sides, and we ended up having about 4 or 5 inches of water in our lobby and bar area, everything on the ground floor.
I'm Gina. I live in Chapel Hill, and last year in the floods, our car got flooded, and we had to junk it.
That's what you're saying on the street. A 97.9 FM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's News, Talk, and Tar Heel Station.